This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, that was quick. Taylor Swift single again. Already done so. We're okay with this, though. Matty Healy, the lead singer of the 1975. We saw him at every single one of her Nashville shows.
Okay.
We saw him with her father in Philly at the Eras Tour there.
We saw
him sneaking into her townhome in New York.
We saw
them double dating with friends.
Right.
But they have not been spotted together since May 25th.
Ooh, boy.
And it is over. They are officially done. I don't know if it's all of the drama he has brought with him. Because he's got quite a past that doesn't really align with Taylor's values.
That boy be talking. But that boy be talking.
He said a lot of really bad stuff.
Some wrong things.
It was surprising that Taylor was with him to begin with when all this stuff surfaced. But she's not anymore.
You know what? She probably just slow played it.
We all make mistakes, okay? Slowly
let it go and eventually gonna forget about him into the abyss.
Everybody picks the wrong partner once in a while. Let the girl live.
Yeah, everybody makes mistakes.
Everybody.
Didn't somebody write a song about that?
Probably.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Whatever. Taylor Swift is single again. What the heck, man? I ordered this bag in the mail and I can't get it unzipped. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I'm gonna figure it out.
I ordered a new purse in the mail, and for the first time ever, we cannot get it unzipped. Like, it came almost like zipped closed and it's stuck on something.
Zipped closed? This mug is sealed closed, boy.
I put this on my Instagram story this morning. I have brought this bag to every adult I know, and now it's DZ's turn of people trying to get this thing unzipped before I call the company and say, I cannot open the new purse you sent me. It is zipped. It's going to break. It's doomed. I don't know.
Nope.
Let me keep you updated this morning on the purse debacle.
I'm going to get it, dog.
No, you're not, DZ. Just give it up.
Yeah, I am.
That is one of the many problems in my life. I have bigger problems than the purse, actually.
No, you don't. Not today. Not anymore.
You're on a mission. My problems. Hit the song, and then you can go back to fixing my purse.
Fine. What are your problems besides this dang purse?
It's my purse that we cannot get open, mixed with...
Can't get what open? I thought somebody said something about can't
God.
Get something open.
Forget what you was going to talk about.
I got the purse open. You're going to have to wait to find out what we was going to talk about next. Kiss FM.
Did I ever tell you you're my hero?
There goes my hero.
You're everything I wish I could be.
Hey, owe me $20 for that, man.
Screw you, then.
Call it even. I don't work for free no more.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. If you missed it, DZ just got my purse open. I ordered a new purse, and right as we hit the song, you somehow got it unzipped. It was stuck on like the styrofoam inside or something that they send you when you get a new purse.
Yeah, well, because you know, somebody probably doesn't zip that up by hand. That gets zipped up by like a machine, and it just zipped it up all hard onto the styrofoam paper, whatever, with the paper backing. And that, honestly, my arm has got a little pump to it. That was hard. That was hard to do.
Some of the styrofoam stuck in it. Well,
you're going to have to get the rest.
No, it's good. You fixed my life.
I don't know about your whole life, but I helped with that part.
There's a lot you need. There's a lot more that needs fixing, but you did enough. This is enough to make me happy today, my new purse. So, DZ, I need help with my life.
You need help with another aspect of your life. The purse is done. What's next?
What's next? Yesterday, we wrapped up my love life. We talked about that. If you missed it, go back and listen to the show. I'm not doing it again. Then you fixed my purse life, and now I got problems with my children.
We'll see if I can fix that, too.
They have nothing going on this summer. Not a darn thing.
What do you mean? Oh, because this is their last week of school.
School ends on Friday, half day.
They're done.
After the show, I got to go pick them up from school on Friday, because it's it.
Oh, snap.
And then they have, every summer, they've been in day camp.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be 10 and 12. They're in nothing. And I said,
why not do that again?
Because it costs money, DZ.
I feel that.
But now I'm at the point where they got to be in something. I don't care what I have to pay for. They need to be in a sport. They need to be in a class. They need to be in a camp. They need to be in maybe a few different camps. Maybe we do like a week basketball camp here and we do a week art camp here. Like
swim camp, whatever camp, all the camps.
I'd be cool with that.
Okay.
But I have.
Wait, but that all that costs money too.
Yeah,
and then that's different bread in different directions.
Well, depends on where you go. Let's keep it
real. Okay. Yeah, facts.
There's some rec programs I can afford. board.
Facts.
I'll go with the city stuff.
Send them to the city. You know what I'm saying?
I got
yes,
no problems
sir.
Going with the cheap way, okay?
Yes, sir.
But what do I do with my kids for the summer? Because this is the first summer where they're going to be home doing whatever the hell they want. This is weird.
Whatever the hell. You know exactly what's about to happen if you let them be at home all day during the summer.
They're going to do nothing.
And be on what?
Their tech.
All day.
And eat food and do nothing and be like the fat kid I once was. Who
hey,
used
what's
to watch
wrong with
TV.
That? That was me at one point. You know what I'm saying?
Watching TV with my
yesterday?
Little Debbies. Did you say that was you yesterday? Okay, stop. What do you think I should do with these kids?
You don't want my answer, dog.
What you tell me your answer.
Get them a job.
Stop.
They're 12.
They can do stuff around the house, which they are doing.
12?
And I appreciate it.
Are you kidding me? Bring them over to the local golf course and have them start caddying or something. That's when
can
I started
they?
Caddying. That's when I started doing it. Maybe it's a little different because I knew somebody on the ends. But
get a job, kid. I'm not opposed to it.
Get a job. I mean, okay. And I know you can't really get a job, but what did we do when we were kids? You got a lawnmower, right?
Yeah.
Have them go around the neighborhood, start a little lawnmower business, rack some money up, teach him the value of a dollar.
Smart. And then what do I do when he does it all zigzag and messes up the lawns?
Maybe he's going to be great at it.
That's true.
Have him practice on your lawn for a couple weeks. Straight up.
Positive way of thinking.
Yeah, have him go make some money.
Well, I would have him mow my lawn, but there is no grass to mow. It's so it's all dead and white.
No, I mean, you gotta water that mud.
Nope, that costs money.
Oh my gosh!
We're back to money.
Back to the bread. Always back to the guap, the cheddar.
I'm a cheap lady. What can I say?
I ain't mad at you, but then listen. If you cheat, let's go the cheap way.
Yeah.
Make them make money rather than having you spend money.
That's a great idea.
Job. They can go out together. They can start a brotherly little business.
They would love it because all they ever want is money to buy Roblox bucks and nonsense.
You know what I'm saying? A little faith family function.
What's everybody else doing with their kids this summer? What are you guys doing? Are you just like leaving them at home? Is this where I'm at with my life where they stay at home now? Because we get done early enough. I can spend the afternoon with them.
Right.
And I tell people that I'm like, if I had a 9-to-5, these kids would have to be in camp.
Oh yeah, guaranteed.
But we don't have a 9-to-5.
Right. So you come
different.
Home early enough in the day to where you guys can still
just
do fun
swim.
Stuff. Right.
Go hike. Why don't hike? Who am I kidding?
But
go
you
swim.
Could start.
No. Nope.
You know what?
Cap.
You know.
Cap. I'm sorry. I tried.
We might hike because it's free. It's a free activity.
You know what? I got a cool app for you, too.
Okay.
That's for hiking.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Man. That'll teach you different routes in the area.
Okay.
Put you to elevation points, all that stuff.
Oh.
Maybe I'll tell you now. Maybe I'll save it.
Save it because I want to take the calls. I see people calling and texting. We're going to talk to everybody next.
All right. I'll save
414-533-1037. I forgot our phone number for a second, but I'm back, and there it was. Oh, and a big announcement coming up. 7:45 this morning. We have a special guest coming in.
Very big. Big surprise.
Get ready for that. 103.7 Kiss FM. All right. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. And Allie has no plans for her children this summer other than they're going to lay around and do nothing.
They're growing boys. That's perfect for them, honestly.
No, it's not. They got to do something. So let's go to the phones and find out what people think I should do with these boys. We can start with line one. He's always, you know, first into the phones. Can't blame him. Ryan from Calabama. Good morning. What should I do with
good
my
morning,
kids?
Good morning.
What should I do with my kids this summer?
Well, you see, the cities normally have this program where you can, like, give them away to the park leaders,
give them away.
As I call it.
Give them away.
But, so, yeah, well, you just drop them off. Normally it's at, like, 8 o'clock or maybe a little later or whatnot.
You're talking
and
like,
they stay there till noon or 1 o'clock, and they play, like, a bunch of games and stuff
it's
with other
camp,
kids.
Ryan.
And they have park leaders.
It's called camp.
No, they got a camp. Down here in Racine, we like to call it playgrounds for kids. I was a playground leader back in the day. So they would play at certain parks in the city until noon or whatnot, and then you'd go home with the parents. But, yeah, we played, like, dodgeball and...
A playground leader, though.
It's camp.
But it doesn't sound like it was, like, a camp. Like, you just got dropped off at the park?
Well, surely you had food or something. You had a lunch or something with you?
No. You didn't have nothing. It was 8 to noon, and then the parents picked them up. They had lunch at home.
That sounds kind of fire. That's like a hybrid camp.
Where
you don't really go to camp. You just at a park with a bunch of other kids.
It's child care for half the day, and I'm in.
And probably half the price. I'm double in.
They don't do this, though.
I think it was like I want to say like $85 for the summer.
Ooh,
you know?
Yeah. That's my kind of price.
And this was 30 years ago, Ryan.
What's it on?
Not 30 years ago. It was 12, okay?
Yeah. He said, ain't that. I just turned 30. Give me some credit.
I don't know.
I mean, but that's maybe looking to a camp type deal where something close to home.
I would be fine with that.
Are there neighborhood kids that they play with?
Yeah, something like that. They have it here where I work too. Where the kids get dropped off at the parks and they do arts and crafts, all this stuff.
Well, okay. That's an idea.
Good price.
I will look into it. I like it. Ryan, thanks for the suggestion.
Not a problem. Happy Tuesday, everyone.
Bye.
Yeah, man. Later. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye. Love, man. Bye.
All right. She's got her own theme song now officially. Jessie is calling from Stallus this morning. Jessie, good morning.
Good morning, y'all. How are you?
Good.
This might be one of the littest songs, honestly.
I love it. I love hearing Cry Baby.
Yeah.
Jessie, what should I do with my children? Because I'm not opposed to sending them to the bar you bartend at all summer to just hang out.
Y'all accept the child care?
Do you accept children?
We have like a pinball machine and one of those like quarter machines that like pushes the quarters. Kids love it. It's entertainment for at least an hour.
So they'd be good.
I pick my kid up from the bar Jesse bartends at in Stallus at noon.
They could probably get a little job there. Washing glasses or something. You know what I'm saying? Something simple. Sweeping the floor. It's like a barbershop gig.
Jesse, what should I do with my kids this summer? Because I'm out of time. Here we are. Surprise.
It's summer.
Yeah. Surprise.
And we ain't got nothing to do.
Right? It pops up on you so fast. You're like, yay, school. And you're like, it's just summer.
Well, there's two types of parents. There's the overachievers and there's the people like me. And the overachievers plan this out in February and they know what their kids are doing. And then there's me.
We're
fly by the seat of our pants kind of people.
I'm a mediocre mom. Like we see where the day takes, but
same.
No plans.
Totally my vibe. All right, so what do I do with them?
If you had to plan though.
I actually last summer was my first summer back here. I moved to Georgia. So when I came back, I discovered all these, all these cool places. The Domes is super cheap.
They could go to the Domes.
You mean like for the day?
Oh, to do something with them later.
Go to the Domes. They can run around and enjoy themselves, and it's super cheap for everybody to go.
Okay, she's giving me good ideas.
Run amok. They can go outside. They have like little water fountains. Play area.
Okay.
Yeah. I love that saying, run amok.
You could probably drop them off and forget about them too for a little bit. Just a little bit.
No,
just come back and get them. No?
Hudson's only
they
9.
They can get lost in the Domes. It's like a jungle adventure. They'll be fine.
They'll be good. I agree with Jesse. They'll be good.
When they were Sammy's age, like 2, they used to run from me and make me so angry in the Domes. I'll never forget the times I lost them in the Domes.
We haven't been to the Domes yet. Don't give this man no ideas. They be listening in the morning.
We were in the one that has all the... Looks like Indiana. Well, they all look like Indiana Jones. Never mind. Okay, Jesse, thanks for calling.
We appreciate your call and the advice.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye, Jesse.
All right, let's go to Charlie quick. Charlie, we haven't heard from him in a minute. He fell in love and got engaged.
And now he forgets about us, huh?
Too busy for his friends now. I see how it is, Charlie. It's so rude. Charlie, good morning.
Morning.
We miss you, Charlie. What should I do with my kids this summer?
I can go find them jobs at farms.
The jobs.
Not opposed to this. What could they do at a farm, Charlie?
They could be milking cows. They could be working up. Yeah. They could be getting.
What time would they have to get up in the morning to do this job? Would they have to get up early?
You could drop them off.
Mm-hmm.
You could drop them off. It all depends.
On my way to work.
Mm-hmm. That'd be an easy drop off.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
And they'll be nice and tired, too, so then everybody could take a nap when y'all get home.
They'll be so angry. I sent them to work at 5 a.m. every day, but boy, would I do it.
You know how big they would be by the end of summer?
They'd
hit a crazy growth spurt, though. You know them farm boys go big. They grow big. Those corn-fed big.
We would have a Wisconsin for sure. 103.7 KISS FM. Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. It's Trends Tuesday, sponsored by Wendy's. Because Wendy's without the Wendy's app is like a Frosty without the fries.
Doesn't make sense.
Love Wendy's.
Doesn't make sense at all.
I eat Wendy's like twice a week. Maybe more. I'm not going to lie.
Once a day. Chill.
I'm not going to lie. I love Wendy's.
I do enjoy their breakfast, man. As far as like being out here, they got good breakfast.
Mm-hmm. What do you got for Tech Tuesday? Are you going to teach me something cool?
Yeah, well, after you have your Wendy's breakfast, and yes, French toast sticks, well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 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 go on. Yeah.
Well, you don't eat the French toast sticks.
I don't eat the French toast sticks, but I eat other stuff.
But after the boys have their French toast sticks this summer, and you're like, well, now we got to get outside. You're talking about you not hiking. I think you should start. I think you should try it.
Really?
Yeah, and I got an app that's going to make it easier. Then the boys can still use tech, too, because think about it. They love tech. There's this app that we've been using for a few years. It's not a new app, but you inspired me to talk to you about it.
Okay.
It's an app called All Trails.
Is it going to make me start hiking?
Yes.
Which
yes.
my friend said is really just what white people call fancy walking in good shoes.
That's all it is.
Is that what it is? That,
and a walking stick sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Stick. And a water bottle and a camelback.
I was going to say a water backpack. A little water bottle backpack. Got to get you one of those, man. That's the only way to hike.
I'm down for a good view.
But no, for real, you do have to bring water and wear sensible shoes because hiking can be something. And then once you actually start getting out there, you start to enjoy it and explore. And then you feel brand new because you all of a sudden getting down by the creek, getting your shoes muddy. And then you're like, who am I?
I'm
frolicking in the forest right now, dog.
I need to be more one with nature for sure.
Let's get you one with nature, but with technology in hand.
What's the app?
So the app is called All Trails. And what it does is that it gives you a perfect little setting to where it's going to bring you to walking trails of your distance preferred, of your height preferred, of your, well, really distance from your home preferred too, because you could Google the map, or not Google, but you could search on the map. All Trails is the beautiful app that's going to get you around town. That's the one.
I have it. I've just never used it.
Well, re-download it. I see that bubble that says re-download.
I'll re-download, which means at one point I had good intentions. Well, I had good intentions.
Let's bring those good intentions back into your life.
But I've never really used it, so now I'm going to use it. Now you recommend it.
And I'm going to send you some of the ones too, because it sends you, or you can search for nice trails in your location, out of your location. It's not just a local one. You can have this app open anywhere in the world, basically. And as long as they have the geocache available, it's going to give you trails that you can go hike. Some are obviously harder than others, but it tells you the difficulty. Moderate, easy, experienced, hard. All of this. I'm literally looking at the Whitnall Trail right down the road right now.
Let's go.
You can take a morning hike right around a beautiful little lake and enjoy your day.
Don't inspire me too much. I'll leave the show and I'll go walking.
We can put this mug in, just play songs, and we can go take a hike right now.
We cannot take a hike. We have things to do.
I guess.
Including what would DZ do coming up next, because I need your advice about a friend of mine.
Oh, that's right.
It's about a friend of mine.
All right, let's go.
Should we play a song?
You think so?
What the hell? We can go now. It's already 7 o'clock.
Well, I say let's just do DZ do.
Let's go. Let's go.
All right, bet.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so today is actually from me. About one of my friends.
Personal.
One of my very, very good friends.
Okay.
DZ, I want to know what I should do to get her out of her rut. She's refusing to date. She's refusing to leave the house. She wants nothing to do with men ever again. And
really?
Do you want to know why?
Wait, why?
She says she already met her person and it passed.
Oh,
and I feel
it passed.
No, she didn't meet her person, though. She's in her mind. She thinks she met her person. And
okay.
You know how this is.
I need details. I like details.
She got involved.
Okay.
And within an affair.
Oh.
Her and another guy, a married man.
Okay.
In another state, not here.
Got you.
And I was really angry at her. But they ended up staying together, and they got married.
Wait, he left?
He left his family and married her.
Yo.
And she has so they ended up getting, the affair turned into a marriage.
Right.
Which did not last. Big shocker.
Well, how long were they together?
Like 2 years. It didn't last, because when real life hit, it was a fantasy.
Right.
The affair is a fantasy. Right. Okay. So they start living real life. They get married. They break up. Well, now she won't leave the house and she wants nothing to do with men. And I said, you got to get out there. He is not your person. She's like, I already met my person and we're divorced now and he's with somebody else and that's it.
He's with somebody else now?
Of course he is. He's a cheater.
Is it the ex or is it a new person?
No, it's a new person.
Oh!
So she's like, I already met my person. And I got so upset. And I was like, you didn't meet your person. You didn't. You're telling yourself that. He's not your person.
She's waiting for the one that got away.
She thinks that she is like, it's like she's punishing herself. She won't date.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, here, come on. Let me download some apps. Let me get you a date. Nope,
let me get you on here.
She goes, I just want to sit in my house and watch TV and be left alone.
Wow.
And we've all been there like after breakups, but this is too far. This is enough already. I said, you gotta leave the house. You can't say
how long has
dating.
She been waiting for him?
They've been divorced for a couple years at least now.
You know, because normally I don't get to ask these questions. Mm-hmm. Like, people just write in and like, I got you real time to like give me some of the details that are crucial right now.
And when she got involved with this guy, I lit her up. And now I feel bad because now she's just sad. She's, I mean, it's all coming full circle, but it's like she's punishing herself for something. And I said, you got to get back out there. He's not your person.
Sad and waiting too.
She said, I already met my person. It's over. And I'm like, no.
No, wait. So she's giving up. She's not even waiting for him. She's just giving up on
love. That's right. She thinks he was the one. He was not the one. I'm trying to tell her.
Oh my gosh.
And in like 5 years, I hope she sees that. But she's so deep in it now. Oh, I already, he's my person. He's gone now. I'm just going to be single forever. And I have no interest in dating because I'm just sitting at home. She's sulking, thinking about him.
She's sulking.
She's sitting at home thinking
about
him.
Sulking in her sorrows. Mm-hmm. Man, Ben and Jerry's making plenty money off her right now.
They are. You tell me. They are. They really are. Coming up next, you got to tell me what you think I should do.
I do need a second because this one's tough.
Yeah, this is a real story about a friend of mine. 414-533-1037. People can call or text. It is my friend who refuses to date. And I'm being a little dramatic when I say she doesn't leave the house because she will go out to dinner and do stuff with us. But
she sees the homies, but she's not interested in her love life whatsoever. She's not prioritizing it at all.
Do you have any inkling of just maybe like, don't you want to like some romance or some love or a man to touch you? No, nothing. You don't want to feel sexy? No.
She asexual right now, basically.
She 100%. 100%.
Okay. You know
she
what?
Is zero interested.
I'm figuring this out in my head. I got you, but I think everybody else might have an idea too.
Okay. 414-533-1037. What should I do to get my friend to date again? She's convinced she already met her guy and he's gone. Annoying.
Talk about it next.
We'll talk about it next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
All right, DZ, you have not given me your advice yet, but I wrote into the show and said...
You wrote into the show.
I'm worried about my friend who refuses to date. She was involved in an affair. I feel like this is all relevant to the story.
Yeah.
Married man. He leaves his wife. They get married. They were together for 2 years. They break up, of course, because he's a douche. He's now with somebody else. And now she won't leave the house. And is like, I already met my person and that's it.
She's given up on her love life.
She won't date.
Because that he was the one now... Right, she feels like everything is lost and she's just going to be by herself.
So annoying. He's not the one, but you can't tell somebody that.
I got you.
What do I do?
Exactly, because you can't tell somebody that.
No.
You can't convince anybody of that and you can't help nobody through that.
Nope.
If she's exploring a new phase in her life and feels like she doesn't want anybody, you got to let her. You can't force her, bro.
How long do I let this go on?
As long as she needs. She could never be with somebody again for the rest of her life, and that's got to be okay. Think about the people that maybe lose a life partner that genuinely have found their person.
Yeah.
And then something tragic happens, right? Knock on wood, you know, whatever, but we know what's happened, right? My aunt, for example, lost my uncle in an accident. And only started redating people like
how many years?
5 years ago.
Yeah.
It took her like 40 years.
40 years, yeah.
40 years. And if that's what it's got to be, that's what it's got to be. And if it's going to be 40, bet it's got to be that 40 piece.
I went 6 years, but that's because I had little kids.
Well, and I mean, the kids are the most important thing.
Heartbreak will shut you down is my point.
Right.
Like, I shut down for 6 years, but I had little kids to worry about. I feel like she is shut down.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Does she have a family to take care of?
She has a grown daughter who just graduated from college. Oh. So, like, she's now transitioning in her own life.
Yeah, she's transitioning to an empty nester. I mean, she's still got to take care of that baby. The babies are always going to be your babies. But she's got her own vibe and her own life going on right now.
Well,
I say you got to let her be, man. This could be extremely explorative and revelatory. That's the word I'm looking for her.
I think her life is over.
It's not. But let her think it is for a little bit. That's
so
fine.
Annoying.
That's what you can't help nobody realize that their life ain't over. I'm sorry. It could be trash advice, but I'm saying let her be asexual for herself for a little bit. As long as a little bit is. 5 weeks, 5 years, whatever.
Damn it. All right, fine. Let's go to Tammy's in Kenosha this morning. And Tammy says she's a therapist on 4 this morning.
Okay.
Tammy, good morning.
Good morning, Tammy.
What should my friend do?
Good morning. So I absolutely agree with what he said. You know, she is in a mourning period right now. Aww. She is grieving. She is maybe got some guilt, some shame, some remorse going on.
She does. You know, she does.
She's beating herself up for probably putting herself in a situation that she knew was probably not going to turn out. So he's just licking her wounds right now. And it's great that you're concerned about her. And she's going to be okay. But you need to give her space and need to give her time. As long as she's not completely isolating and avoiding people, she doesn't need a man. Allie, you know this.
This is none true. You know what, sister? When you're right, you're right, Tammy.
Don't nobody need no man.
We've proven it in life. We don't need it. We may want a man, but we don't need a man. There's a big difference.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I don't want her to shame herself like you said, like where she's saying she's punishing herself. Like, oh, I met my person and I had an affair with a man, so now I don't deserve love. Well, that's not true.
Well, and that part is wrong.
That
you could help with that. Maybe keep reinforcing the fact that that's not it. And she's just going through a time in her life. That I do agree with. You shouldn't let her sulk about it and just feel pitiful, right?
But Tammy's right. She's grieving.
Yeah, she definitely is grieving.
How long do I let this go on?
Well,
I mean, everybody's grief is different. It could take years. It could take months. And, you know, it might be just she might, you know, meet somebody and be like, oh, there's a spark. You know, something's going to happen here, and she might get excited about it. She might not. She might not ever get over it. I doubt that.
We're going to be golden girls together. It's okay.
Golden girls together. Same house.
Can I be Blanche?
Oh, I was going to say, I got dibs on Blanche. Dang it.
I'm Blanche. Move over. I'm Blanche. Okay.
Tammy, get out of here.
The spicy one of goodness. The group, and it's just going to stay that way.
Thank you for being a friend.
Tammy, thanks for your advice.
We really appreciate you, Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Now I'm dying to hear what Allie in Econowalk says, because Allie's our other resident therapist on the phone.
We got them, Tammy versus Allie on the therapist versus.
What if they have two different points of view, different pieces of advice? This
let's is find
great.
Out.
Ah, Allie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right, what's your advice?
I wish that I was making this more exciting and I could make this controversial, but no, I completely agree with Zizi and Tammy.
Just geniuses.
I think your friend needs time, Allie. And just the one thing that I would add to the conversation is like one thing you can do as a friend to help her out is just helping her with help her with reinforcing that her internal dialogue about that she is a good person. She does deserve to be loved. At some point she might be ready to kind of get back out there, but it, like as everyone has said, it might take years. Mm-hmm. It might never happen.
So I just need
what
to
you can do is help her with her self-esteem and just kind of reinforce that she is a good person. She is deserving of love, whether that's from someone else or whether that's herself giving herself love.
You're right. That's the one way I can help is remind her that she does deserve love if she wants it, and she can meet somebody just as awesome.
Or
let her be. And we move in together at 70. That's it.
Or
thank you for being a friend.
You could start a fake dating profile on her behalf and set her up on blind dates.
I would totally.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe. Totally. You know what I'm saying? Maybe now.
I'm not afraid.
Stop.
Do I look
Stop
afraid
it.
To do
Take the therapist's advice. My advice is bad. Their advice is genuine and paid for. So they do this for real.
Mm-hmm. Allie, I appreciate you and Tammy's advice. Two therapists for free today. Living the dream.
Two for the price of free? What?
This is people pay money for this advice, DC.
Have a good day, Allie.
Thanks, Allie.
You too. Thanks.
Bye. Oh, man. What else do you need? That's it.
They're right. She's grieving this guy. I just don't want it to be forever. All right. I'll work on her self-esteem, and that'll be my job here. And I'm going to stop and let her be.
Thank you.
Let her sit in the house with ice cream for another year, and then I'm screaming, get out.
Join her with your keto ice cream.
I will. Good call. We have a special guest coming in.
We do. That's right.
And it involves a giveaway. That's all I'm going to say.
Can we even say that?
Nope.
Ooh.
We cannot say that.
Well, we did.
But after Am I the Jerk this morning, a very special guest locally who I adore coming in.
Pulling
and then
up.
Maybe we'll have something to give away after they pull up.
Listen, a real G's pulling up on us, and G's don't come empty handed.
That's right. You want to know who it is? You'll find out after Am I the Jerk around 7:45.
That's right.
You had a dream about me?
Yeah, G. So can I tell you real quick?
Yeah.
You were in my dream.
Was it good or bad?
It was all right. It was a funny dream. It was a funny dream.
Was it a nightmare?
No. It could have had we been caught. No.
What were we doing?
But no, so peep this, right? Randomly, my wife and I were walking down some like weird cobblestone back alley in Milwaukee. If you know where this cobblestone alley is, let me know. Because I would recognize it in this dream, even though we'd never been there.
Seen it. Okay.
Never been there. It was like a mix of Milwaukee and Missouri.
Okay.
Because we were in St. Charles, backstory, there was this little town, the downtown area in St. Charles had this beautiful cobblestone road. And it was very reminiscent of that. But that was irrelevant to the dream. Because my wife at one point goes, oh, I'm going to go pop into this little shop and look at some stuff. I'm like, all right, cool, for sure. I wasn't going into the shop. But then a random figure in a hood is like, hey, come here. Hey, come here. I got flags for the low. Talking about flags for the low. I'm like, this could mean a couple things. I'm interested. What you mean flags for the low? And I walk up and it's you popping your trunk open. In this dream, you're popping your trunk open, right? And you're slinging bootleg Kiss FM flags out of the trunk of your car. Oh. You were slinging bootleg flags of all kinds,
that
right?
That wasn't a dream.
You're an international flags dealer in this dream. A really shady one at that, I might add.
What kind of car was I driving?
I'm pretty sure it was your car.
Oh, so it was like an SUV?
It was like...
And I popped open the back and had a ton of flags everywhere?
Flags galore. And
what?
You were trying to slang me these bootleg Kiss FM flags, and you're just like, no, I got these for the low. The color was off. It was like orange. The Kiss logo was on the wrong side.
You tell me I'm a con artist.
You were trying to con me in my dream.
I was a con artist in your dream. What's that about?
And the thing is, though, I realized I was lucid dreaming, right? So now I'm trying to interact in the dream. Like, I'm trying to work on the pricing, and you're getting all weird because you're like, no, man, it's the price is the price. I'm like, dude, what are you talking? Like, let's haggle here.
Me?
I can tell these are bootleg.
Me? Stuck in my ways? This really wasn't a dream,
was
it?
Me? Trying to finesse? No. But yeah, man, you were in my dream last night.
Weird.
I woke up. It was the randomest thing because I just woke up out of nowhere. Boom. Just bloop.
I don't know what that means to, like, if you analyze dreams.
I don't know. Are you trying to con me?
It sounds like you don't trust me.
You're trying to con me.
Is that what you think of me?
Now I do. Now I think you're trying to con me.
I gave you my whole soul yesterday on the air. I told you everything I'd been lying about. I was lying. But I stopped, and I'm telling the truth now.
Maybe that was a subconscious.
Is it because yesterday I told you the truth on the air about my dating life?
You admitted about what's been going on in your dating life.
Yeah.
And now I feel like you're conning me.
See, because I lied to you for how many weeks about what was going on. Well, I didn't lie to you, but I was manipulating the truth.
You were avoiding elaborating on everything that was going on.
And if you missed the update, just don't.
Just don't download the Audacy app, AUDACY, Ali and DZ on demand. Don't do that. And listen back to yesterday at all.
I'm single as a Pringle, but in your dream, you think I'm ripping you off because I told you one little mistake.
What, you were going to call it a white lie? Because it's more like a brown one, pretty gray.
It wasn't a lie. Kind of.
It was a mislead.
It was a mislead. But I now was misleading you.
And in my dream, you were trying to mislead me to some bootleg Kiss FM flags.
It had to be. I screwed up your trust in me.
Mm-hmm. And in my head, I'm like, I already got a Kiss FM flag. Like, I don't need to buy this. But I was trying to haggle the price, though. I was trying to see how low I could get them
for. You were trying to con me back.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Hell yeah, I was trying to con you back.
Are we fair now?
Oh, we're square.
Are we truced out?
We're square. We're square. We're equally conned.
I'm a really bad liar, by the way. I couldn't con you if I tried. Because I'd start giggling, just for the record. But
I just had to tell you that story, though, because it was a random dream, man. Very random.
Well, speaking of lying, am I the jerk involved somebody ripping off money from a GoFundMe?
Good.
Ay, ay, ay.
Okay.
We'll get into that next. This person is way worse than me. Just for the record.
Are we talking cons?
Am I the jerk? Coming up next. Kiss FM.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Today's Am I the Jerk involves somebody who is possibly ripping off a GoFundMe account.
So we got con artists everywhere, mm-hmm. huh? It's not just you.
Really? Really?
It's I'm just not saying. Me.
This is what Maria wrote into the show.
Okay.
Am I the jerk for exposing the woman who's making GoFundMe money? Hold on, though. Listen. She said, I have a friend from 20 years ago whose son got cancer. So I set up a GoFundMe for him while he was going through it. We raised over $10,000, and thankfully, her son is doing well now.
Nice. Very good.
However, I recently found out she started a new GoFundMe. and is asking for $25,000 to help with expenses because her son had cancer. But he's not currently going through any medical treatments, and he's been okay for 2 years.
Oh.
I feel like she got a taste of the money and is ripping people off now. I want to expose her, but my husband says let it go. Am I the jerk if I tell everyone not to donate?
Yikes.
And that we already gave her 10 grand? She wants to expose this woman who she thinks is abusing the system.
Yeah. That's tough, G.
Her husband says stay out of it. Hell no, I say expose her.
You think expose
her? Yes.
I mean,
yes.
I feel like that's so drastic. You're immediately just going to go to exposing them?
Yeah, if she's ripping people off, yeah.
We don't know if she really is ripping people off or not. Like, who knows what kind of debt they actually went into because of this?
The kid is not going through cancer anymore, and she's misleading people.
We don't know that. We don't know that. $10,000 is a substantial amount of money, right? Uh-huh. That doesn't mean it covered what they needed. That I could see $25,000 them still being in the hole. And what do you think to do? If the world helped you once, the world might help you twice. You can't assume, but you can only try.
What if she got used to the money and now she just realized it's easy money?
Now she's right. Now she's stuck finessing. I mean, people do it. People have done it and people will continue to do it. But I don't think we know enough about this.
Maria should expose her and just say, just so you know, this is not a current situation.
She doesn't know that though. I'm stuck on she can't. There's no way she could know that. Sure, your
friend
of 20 years.
She knows the kid's okay now. Don't die on me, DZ. See, karma's making you cough right now.
No,
because you're letting
her
con people.
I just got too much logic in my throat, and it's waiting to get out.
414-533-1037. What do you think? Is Maria a jerk for exposing the woman who she thinks is making money off of a GoFundMe?
Yes.
Saying it's because her kid had cancer?
Without all the information, she has no idea what kind of debt or trouble they might be in because of however long ago their child had cancer. I'm going to say she is the jerk if she outs them on this one, G.
I could put up a GoFundMe if something happened to me years ago and be like, but this, I'm still struggling from this.
If you're still suffering from it, who am I to say that, you know, I can't help you out, or I might want to help you out, or I know a way to help you out. I ain't gonna say that.
So you say
she would be
a jerk, and I say absolutely not a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Let everyone know. All right, 414-533-1037. We will take your calls and your texts next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Maria wrote in, wants to know if she's the jerk for exposing a woman who she thinks is making money off of a GoFundMe. Mm. She set up a one for when her friend's son had cancer. They raised $10,000. The son is doing well now. But now, a couple years later, the mom started a new GoFundMe for $25,000 to help with expenses because her son had cancer. So she feels like, oh, she's ripping people off now, and she wants to expose her.
Is she, though? Is she? Do we know for a fact she's ripping people off?
We know that the son doesn't have cancer anymore, and she's still asking for double and then some of what she got already.
Don't mean they're still not struggling from it and could use a helping hand.
All right, let's go to Gary in Sheboygan, who has his own theme song. We have not heard from him in a minute.
Give me a second. I got to find his theme song. No, I'm playing.
Gary, good morning.
How do you feel?
Morning, Gary.
What's up?
Gary, what do you think? Is Maria a jerk if she wants to expose this woman? She thinks she's making money off of GoFundMe?
I'm going to say she is a jerk for wanting to expose her, because does she really know if she's ripping people off? And say that she doesn't know that she's ripping people off. Mm-hmm. If she's not ripping people off, do she want to have that in her conscience?
Right. Mm. All of a sudden it turns out that they're in danger, like losing their house or something. Mm-hmm. And you done outed them for quote unquote scamming people when they really needed the help.
She raised 10 grand for this friend.
I understand that, but now if she is ripping people off, karma will bite her in the butt.
Mm-hmm. That part, Gary, you ain't wrong. Pregnant pause and all. He said, yes, he's not wrong. Tell me, Gary. Gary doesn't make sense right now.
He makes sense that you want to just, he's saying let karma work it out.
Exactly.
I think this is one of those things like just not say nothing and let's see how it plays out. Because then she's going to, like, if she is ripping them off, mm-hmm. and she's
if she's ripping them off, she's ripping them off. That's it.
Right.
Have a nice
she's
day.
Ripping them off, but
that's
like,
it.
Boy, it's gonna get
no
figured
more
out.
To it.
Does she wanna tell everyone not to donate to it, and then she's really struggling? Like, dang, like really?
Right.
Well, a lot of people are struggling. A lot of people have medical bills. Let's be real.
If you homies of 20 years, you could just straight up ask her, be like, yo, what's going on that you need 25 grand?
Hold on. Somebody texted in and said, donate a dollar, then comment asking what happened to the last donation.
Oh, stop. Gary, see, now we getting petitious, Gary. We trying to give some logic and they getting petitious. Gary said, yes, the jerk.
You're not always petty for calling people out if they're ripping people off. That is not petty.
If you know they're ripping people off for real, though.
But does she really know she's ripping them off?
She knows the kid doesn't have cancer anymore.
That part, Gary.
When someone
beats cancer, it's not like cancer don't come back.
But it has not, Gary.
Or like the cost of cancer doesn't stick around either.
All right, Gary. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Have a good morning.
You too, fam. Later, man.
All right. So Gary said...
Jerk.
Yep. Okay.
She is the jerk if she outs him.
All right. Let's go to Jessica in Sheboygan this morning. Another Sheboygan. Look at, they're on fire today.
Vegas out here strong today. Good morning.
Jessica, what do you think?
Good morning.
Is she a jerk for exposing her friend? She thinks her friend is ripping people off with the second GoFundMe now.
I would say she's not a jerk, and I really had to think about it, but it's just because of the fact that her friend waited 2 whole years to ask for more help. In my head, I feel like if she really did need that help and she knew that she needed that help, why didn't she ask right away, like when it first happened? Like, for me, I know I would take that, like whatever she got in the first place, I would put that straight towards medical bills right away.
Right.
You would know if you're in the hole still or not. Why did you wait 2 years?
Because you're shady.
Oh, stop it. It is
really shady. I'm not going to lie.
It does
sound shady.
I hear what you're saying, but you never know what people do and don't want to admit to anybody. Come on now. You could be in the hole and trying to make it happen on your own and realize you can't.
She said not the jerk.
Right.
I'm trying to convince her to come back to the right side.
In my own opinion,
if I was her, I would at least look at the post and see if her friend said that her son actively still has cancer, maybe, or even just go ask her first.
That part.
And then, like, I mean, I don't know. I still say the jerk, man.
All right.
2 whole years.
Right.
Now it's crazy. I'm with you.
Come on.
I'm with you, Jessica. So that's one.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Out
one
the
jerk.
Friend.
Thanks for calling,
Appreciate you, Jessica.
No problem.
Have a good day.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Let's go to Kim in Burlington. She could be the tiebreaker today.
Dog, don't people normally elaborate and say what's the GoFundMe for? Like, detail what it's going
towards? She said, my son had cancer.
Well, now something
else
is a problem.
That's all she's saying.
Well, Kim, you get to be the tiebreaker today.
Right.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I think jerk.
Okay.
Ooh, jerk if she outs the friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because cancer will bankrupt a family. I mean, it will just
absolutely
take everything you have. $10,000 doesn't make a dent.
Right.
And just because he doesn't have cancer anymore doesn't mean that you don't continue with follow-up appointments and follow-up scans and medications and all that kind of thing.
Yep.
So I think she should mind her own business. And if this lady needs money, she needs money.
Set up a GoFundMe if you need money, everybody.
I'm about to. The DZ Housing Fund. Yeah, you think I'm playing?
Kim, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. You rounded it out with the jerk. Have a good day.
Bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
So there you go. Two jerks, one not a jerk. You guys are wrong, but thank you for calling today.
Everybody's got a different opinion sometimes, you know? We can't
100%.
All be right.
Well, coming up next, we have got to play a song quick because we have a special guest in the studio. Big announcement happening in our city, and we've got something to give away right after we talk to our very special guest.
Do we really got to wait?
Yes, we have to wait. You can wait two minutes.
Fine.
2 minutes. You can wait.
Don't start now.
Next. I'm so excited.
And you just can't hide it.
I just can't hide it. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ with a very special guest in the studio. It's killing me not to just grab her and shake her and hug her as much as I can because I love this girl.
Allie says, she's so fluffy, I'm going to die.
She's one of my favorite people.
We got a very special guest in the building right now, man.
Welcome to the show from the Wisconsin State Fair. You are not the queen of the fair, but you are the chief marketing officer of the fair.
So pretty close. Pretty close.
I like queen too. That's nice.
You know, the queen of the fair, Miss Jen Puente.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jen.
Welcome back.
Thank you. So nice to be here.
And you haven't been in since DZ started. You've met DZ maybe here and there over the years.
I came in and we hugged it real.
Nice embrace.
Yes. You're both like those outgoing hugger magnetic people.
Yeah.
Jen, I'm so excited you're in here because we have a big announcement we're going to get to in a second.
Yes.
And it involves a giveaway. People are going to win something right now on our show.
Mm-hmm.
But hold on. Let's talk about the fair first because DZ, look behind you.
Uh-huh.
Jen already knows. You can't.
I can't be here and not talk about this.
You can't come into this radio station and not acknowledge the two trophies on the wall, DZ.
Because we are here with Allie Faith,
two-time
cream puff eating champion, back to back,
back to back, back to back.
Try me, bitch.
Dang.
No, seriously.
I know I had a champion in the midst here.
Oh,
what?
Two-time.
Why have I never noticed those? Back
to back. You've never noticed.
I've never noticed those.
My state fair trophies.
I'm sorry to say. I don't mean to offend anybody. Listen, I will concede my place in this announcement if I can stay to hear this dopeness that we're about to give.
The year was 2005,
wow.
DZ. Allie heard there was a celebrity cream puff eating contest. And if there's one thing we do on this show, it's win.
Yes. I know that's right.
And so there I was.
All we do
it was
is
so
win.
Fun. We
crazy.
Won. I won 2 years in a row. And Jen came in. And Jen, I feel like Jen and I came up together in Milwaukee.
We totally did. We totally did.
She came in just dropping off cream puffs, 17 years ago, and now she's like one of the
running it.
Running
like
the fair.
Queen of the state fair.
I like it.
Okay,
listen.
I like it.
Hold
so
on.
Much
what?
Going on.
No,
yeah.
don't, because you're trying to avoid the fact that I'm trying to concede or contend for the
trying
title.
To get back on our good side.
What's
no.
up? When are you trying to defend this title, Jen? When is
would
the next
you,
cream puff eating contest?
Would you like to be part of the contest?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to take Allie Faith on head to head because I'm trying to beat her for the title.
Oh, those cream puffs don't come in keto versions. Let me just tell you that much.
We're on
she
the
can
same
have a cheat
team.
Day.
DZ, we're on the same team.
But that means we're even more competitive
no,
with one another.
You go beat everybody else, and I'll be there screaming for you.
Okay. No, okay, bet.
Okay,
if you ain't ready
that.
To defend the
that.
Title.
We can do that.
Okay. I'm trying to get in the race.
You're in. You're in. To compete.
You're in.
But we have to talk about the Wisconsin State Fair and what we're giving away.
There's bigger and better things to talk about right now.
And how much is going on? Where should we start, Jen, before we get to the big announcement?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Well,
where should we start?
I don't even know. So if you missed our last concert announcement, we've got Shaggy and Salt and Peppa coming, which I'm really excited about. First Friday of the fair. Those tickets are on sale right now. So if you missed that one, WIStateFair.com. Go ahead and grab those. And I'm sorry, for the last couple weeks since we've booked that show, I've been running around the office going, Shaggy!
It was Amy.
It was Amy.
It was Amy.
Mr. And Lover.
Oh.
I mean, every day.
Push it.
Ask Jen how she got engaged. She's now married with a baby, but ask Jen how she got engaged.
Jen, how did you get engaged?
Well, DZ, it was on stage at the state fair during Salt and Peppa during the song Waterman.
Stop.
That really happened.
It's a true story.
That was planned?
Yeah. That was planned. It really happened.
What?
Yes. My husband worked it out with our entertainment director. And so, because when I was little Jenny was convinced she was going to be in Salt and Peppa.
Oh, guaranteed.
Right. Like I was going to take Spin Spot or.
Yeah. You were going to be the garlic, something.
Right.
You were
going to
be the next spice in there.
The nutmeg. The onion powder.
Jen was going to come in and be the cumin. They coordinated this.
I had my own spice to Salt and Pepper.
Uh-huh.
And so when we booked him, I just kind of told my now husband, I was like, well, I'm just going to like go on the road with them once they're here.
Of course.
Like, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Well, then he had this grandiose idea of, well, this is how I'm going to ask you to marry me. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
did.
And he did.
Wow.
And,
how do you say no?
You don't. You obviously can't.
She was not going to say no.
And I was like, wait a minute, what is happening? I was really dumbfounded when 50 of our friends and family are on the stage with us. I'm like, what's
with
going
Salt
on?
And Pepper. Papa.
It was
Are
awesome.
You guys all backup dancers?
Well, I really thought that's why I was on stage. I'm like, oh, do I get to backup dance?
Right.
And, like, hang out with Spin? And yeah,
I nope, it ended
totally
up being
oblivious.
A whole thing.
Yeah, it was a whole thing.
So was that was a genuine surprise.
Yeah, it
And
was
that's
awesome.
Hard to do. You're so involved at the state yeah. fair when everything going on.
I knew nothing was happening.
Wow.
Because they told me to go wait in the trailer with Salt and Peppas while everything else was going on
She's
around
like,
me.
Okay. Wow.
I was like, okay, we were wrapping none of your business.
Talking,
but anyway,
wait, talking
somebody,
about a surprise,
yo.
Awesome.
Somebody
awesome. Texted in and said, I was at that show that Jen got engaged
oh,
at.
Wow.
That was awesome.
A legendary show in this
so
city.
So it was really awesome. So,
well, if you're just listening, we're talking to Jen Puente from the Wisconsin State Fair, and I adore Jen. The reason she came in, though, is because we have a big announcement.
Speaking
totally
of surprises,
show,
surprises,
right.
and
surprises
and announcements,
yes,
legendary
but.
Shows.
I'll tell the engagement story all day, but we have got to tell everyone what the big announcement
yes.
is, and then we're going to give away something.
The
yes.
big news.
So we just announced our 11th main stage show, and we saved the best for last because we've known about this show mm-hmm. since like October, and all I've been saying is like, let's announce it, let's go, and we just couldn't do it. But August 11th, Ludacris coming to the Wisconsin State Fair.
Oh, snap! Luda's coming to the city! Shake your money, make your life somebody. What? What's your fantasy?
But wait!
Ooh, I got chills.
Wait, pull up a Ludacris song.
Did
first
you say?
Of all.
Yeah. Oh.
Simba's opening for him, but
hold
I will
on.
Tell
Did
you.
And Simba's coming
Simba's
too.
Simba's coming. Simba's opening the show with Luda. It is going to be a night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, snap.
I am so excited. So mm-hmm. we've been running around the office going, Luda.
Ludacris! I'm about to shake my money maker.
Okay, so not only is Ludacris coming to the Wisconsin State Fair, there's more.
There's more.
But wait.
This is like an infomercial come to life right in front of our eyes.
There's more. Not only is Ludacris coming, DZ and I... Is this real that we
this
get to have our own area with listeners and winners?
You're not pranking us right now?
We are. This is not a prank. This is not a dream. We're not selling fake flags out of the back of a SUV.
This ain't the drill. We're not scamming nobody.
This is no scam.
What are we doing?
Allie and DZ are hosting a VIP party.
Yes.
For you listeners at the State Fair at the Ludacris Show. Winners only. You have to win them here on KISS. It's the only place you can get them.
Ooh,
this is off the hook. Shaky money making.
So every day this week, we're going to be giving away tickets to our VIP suite at the Wisconsin State Fair, and you're going to watch Ludacris with me and DZ.
We've never done anything this epic before.
Let's go.
For one of these shows.
Let's go.
I can't wait to meet all our winners and the people that win, and this is so exciting. This is August 11th.
And you get to be at Luda.
And we get to be at Luda, right. Which is the best part of all.
Literally.
Okay, so if they don't win, how do they get tickets?
Yeah, so tickets, minor detail. Tickets go on sale Friday, 10 a.m., okay. WIStateFair.com. No ticket should exceed $50 for
That's
this show.
That's good to know.
And all your tickets, if you buy them before the show,
mm-hmm.
do include fair admission for the entire day of the concert. So
okay.
that's on a Friday.
Really?
Friday, August 11th. Put your requests in now. Take the day off of work.
Yep.
Come to the fair, then enjoy the show. It's a really great thing that we love to do is include that fair admission with those concert tickets. So it's
I
really
love
great.
It that it's affordable. Thank you
yes,
for that. Because
yes.
concert tickets are a nightmare sometimes.
Yep.
And so I love it that we can go to the Wisconsin State Fair.
You kidding me?
It shouldn't be more than $50 for a ticket. Like, now we're talking.
$50, the whole crew can go.
Yeah.
Like, everybody can come to
really
that.
We really do try to make it affordable. We really try to keep those ticket fees really low.
Yeah.
You know, that we're not trying to throw another $50 in ticket fees on top of that.
Say it's $50 ends up being $100.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
Man,
we really
I
do
hate
try to
that.
Keep those really affordable.
I guess you should.
It's family. You want to go with friends. You want to have money to go spend on corn dogs and cream puffs and all the other things you love to do at the fair. And this is just really like some cherry on top of your great fair experience.
Yes.
So Ludacris, Simba, Wisconsin State Fair, August 11th.
And
tickets WisconsinStateFair.com.
With me and you, what number caller should we give the first pair of VIP suite tickets to see Ludacris with Allie and DZ? Who's...
Oh, snap.
11.
Caller
for
11. For the 11.
Jen,
say less. Say less indeed.
414-533- 1037, caller number 11. Go ahead, hit that song.
Caller number 11. Tell everybody else to move.
And if you don't win them this week, you can buy them on Friday. Hopefully, you win. If you missed it, a VIP suite. Me and DZ, you and a friend at Ludacris at the Wisconsin State Fair on August 11th. Woo! Woo!
Can you say lit? Can you spell lit?
L-I-T.
Yeah! Then you might be going.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, and Jen Puente from the Wisconsin State Fair. You came in to make the big announcement about Ludacris coming to the fair.
That's right.
August 11th. We are so pumped. It's a Friday night.
Yeah, take that Saturday off too if you're working.
Honestly, let's just call it what it is. You're going to be hanging with Allie and DZ. You're going to need a recovery day the next day.
And we're going to have a good time, especially when that last song plays at the Wisconsin State Fair. Ooh. We have caller 11 on the phone. Pull her up. We have Amanda in Jackson. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Hey, what are you up to today?
I am on my way to Concordia University for a training course for my job.
Oh, nice.
Well, let us make your day better because you're caller number 11.
Hey.
Oh, my God. That's so exciting.
You're going to Luda at the Wisconsin State Fair August 11th.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to be with DZ and I in our VIP suite. Just you and a friend and some other listeners and us. How about that?
Oh, my God. So exciting. I've never won anything.
Well, Jen,
big winner
today. It's her lucky day.
It's her lucky day, Jen. She never wins anything, she said.
Oh, my God.
Lucky number 11.
I'm so excited.
That's right. That's right.
That is my favorite number.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Look at that. See, it's like
my lucky number.
I'm glad I knew for you today.
The very first winner. That's perfect. Who are you bringing?
Probably my husband.
And what are you going to do before Ludacris? Like, what's your favorite thing at the fair that you'll do before the show starts?
Food.
You had me at
shopping,
food.
Shopping. Everything.
She's like everything.
A little shopping. You know, a little walking.
The Expo Center. I love everything. Everything.
It's the state fair. What's not to love?
She's taking the day off of work and coming to the fair.
She better.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
she
yeah.
better.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, Amanda. We're going to get your info, but then DZ and I will see you at our VIP area at Ludacris on August 11th at the Wisconsin State Fair. Okay?
Boom.
I will see you there.
All right. Congrats, Amanda.
Thank you.
Aw. Okay, Jen, well, thank you
Perfect.
For coming in
Thanks
and
so
announcing
much.
This. We're going to give these tickets away every day this week.
Yep, and if you aren't a lucky winner this week, tickets go on sale Friday, 10 a.m., WIstateFair.com.
Oh, I'm that so part. Excited. We're going to Ludacris.
We're going to Ludacris.
We're giving away tickets, but DZ and I are over here secretly going, we're going
we're
to
Ludacris.
We're going
we to get to see Ludacris.
Shake, shake,
another
your
chance to win tomorrow, 7:45. It's exciting. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Can we talk about gender reveals for a second?
Please, let's talk about
because
it, man.
They didn't exist when I had kids, and my kids aren't that old.
Right, but right. Kids is 12 and 10.
Yeah, 10 years ago, though, we weren't doing these, and now they've really ramped up, DZ, and they're real big, and you have a two-year-old. Did you do one with baby Sammy?
Well... Yes and no.
Did you do a gender reveal or not?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, you did?
Kind of.
Oh, look at you.
We didn't do like a whole crazy old, like, we're going to huge party. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, this is the reveal. Mm-hmm. No, what we did, we just had like t-shirts basically.
Okay.
And then one day we just had the t-shirt on. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's a boy.
Is that what the t-shirt said? It's a boy?
Yep. I, you know, it was like, I must ask you a question basically. You know, and it's like, yes, it's a boy.
You had shirts.
If you mustache, it's a boy.
You had a gender reveal.
We
look
had a gender
you.
Reveal shirt. We didn't do a whole big kablam and, you know, whole kit and caboodle because I'm not about that life. I don't think anybody needs to know. I'm going to bust my wife out. She wanted to do more of the reveal than I did. We could have gone the whole pregnancy and not said nothing to nobody.
Well, that's because she wanted to be prepared because that's what women do. And we want to know what's happening.
Yeah.
And you were like, we'll just figure it out when the kid gets here.
No, that's actually the opposite.
Really?
We're actually, yeah. She's the one that says, we'll figure it out when the kid gets here. I'm the one that needs to know all of that stuff.
Or does it depend on the topic of what you're going to worry about now?
It definitely depends on the topic. And when it comes to the topic of revealing the gender, my wife was more the one to care and want to tell people and publicize it.
Share it.
I'm reserved.
She's pregnant. She wants to share that with everyone when she's having a baby. Like, that's why women are like, let's tell people because they can't drink.
Well, right. I'm reserved in that regard, man. So I don't have an interest in telling, aside from the people that need to know, we don't need to do a big gender reveal. You leave the gate open for so many things to go wrong when you do
thing.
A gender reveal, dog.
So you did a minor one with Sammy. You did a t-shirt one.
Yeah,
so
we just did like
a full one.
We did a teaser. We didn't go all out with the party and get streamers and balloons and somebody was shooting off a rocket that was the color of whatever the baby was.
The
like,
thing
man.
Is, though, one of those rockets is what started an entire forest fire in California for months.
Where I remember that.
People lost their lives. I mean, that couple got in so much trouble for doing that gender reveal near the dry trees.
It was a big deal.
People died fighting those fires. Like, they destroyed destroyed literal land miles and miles. I mean, it was horrible.
It was like a month long fire,
all
dog.
From a gender reveal. People had to leave their families to go fight fires. It was crazy. Like, can you imagine your husband has to leave for a month or your wife has to leave for a month to go fight a fire because somebody's shot off a rocket to tell what the sex of their baby was?
Because somebody was trying to gender identify their baby before birth.
Here. That's insane.
Mm-hmm. So, no, but gee, look, there's so much room for error with a gender reveal, and it's not even that drastic sometimes.
What's the story you saw?
I saw one recently. I just saw this video online on Twitter. A young lady was unhappy with the result because she was surprised herself. The pregnant young lady
who was
expecting the child wanted one gender. It got revealed to be the opposite gender.
Stop.
So she threw a fit, flipped the tables, threw gifts.
She did
had
not.
A tantrum.
What an ungrateful bee.
All at the gender reveal party. So people are there celebrating
you.
Yeah. And you flip out, act out, and ruin the whole party for everybody just because you're unhappy. This is why I don't do gender reveals, man. You leave too much room for error.
Listen, I might be alone here, but I don't think she really wants to be a parent.
Ooh.
I think she wants all the fun stuff.
Ooh.
You're mad you're having a boy instead of a girl or a girl instead of a boy. You should just be grateful you're having a baby.
So as far as backstory, because I ain't do too much research into it behind it, but
yeah.
Already had two babies and they were two baby girls. She wanted a boy.
So?
She was having another girl.
Get over it.
So she flipped.
Get over
she
it.
She was big mad. I mean, and that's what
insane.
The universe, the powers that be, whatever you believe, and that's what you were blessed with. Whatever you get, right? Whatever you're blessed to have, you're able to have children.
Look at how awful the gender reveal made her as a person, though. Now she's like literally going to have a kid one day who's going to see that somewhere on a video and be like, wow, you flipped a table. You were so angry that I was, you know, what you ended up with. But, you know, it's ridiculous.
Right. No, man.
Gender reveals go bad all the time, though.
I'm not about that life, man. And if and when the next one is about, I don't think we're going to do a gender reveal. I don't think we're interested in making some huge announcement about anything like that. Like,
I don't blame you.
Yeah, it's just not for everybody to know. Mm-hmm. So it's like, unless you know directly, I don't think it's that huge. Because everybody's got an opinion. And when you open it up to a gender reveal, everybody's got an opinion now.
Mm-hmm. I see the text coming in. I want to hear stories about gender reveals gone wrong. Since you found one about the lady flipping the table because she was that mad, we talked about the one that started an entire forest fire. I want to hear people's bad gender reveals, like gone wrong. Maybe it wasn't what you thought. And even though I admit DZ and I might laugh at you, we will not totally shame you for, we're not laughing that you had a gender reveal. But if something went horribly wrong, we might giggle if the story ends up being funny. We don't want it to be bad. We want it to be funny.
If you popped a balloon prematurely, we're going to giggle at that.
Okay. I'm just trying to be nice.
If you had the rocket pointed the wrong way and you ended
up
hitting yourself, I'm going to laugh at you. It's because I can relate to that pain.
Okay.
But if somebody done crashed something crazy, of course, if the story's wild, we still want to hear it though.
It might actually be other people calling in to talk about gender reveals they were at that went wrong too.
Oh, yes. Oh, we love those.
We're really into those. 414.
Because it wasn't your problem.
Wasn't my problem. 414-533-1037. Call that and tell us about gender reveals gone wrong. I can't wait to hear these stories. We're talking about gender reveals gone wrong. Allie and DZ, 103.7 Kiss FM. Bella and Kenosha wrote in and said, did y'all see the one where they threw darts at the balloons but missed and ended up stabbing
got
someone
her foot.
In the foot?
Yeah, I saw that one.
What?
Yes, they were using balloons and a dartboard and somebody got terrible lame and somebody got punctured.
If I got stabbed in the foot, you're getting stabbed in the foot for
stay
something.
A stab for a stab.
I won't stab you in the stomach.
Give me your foot. Give me them toes.
Jade is in Sheboygan this morning. It's been a minute since we've heard from her. She's got her own theme song though. It's called 5 days in a row. Jade, good morning.
Wepa.
Good morning.
Hey,
you better tell us your gender reveal story gone wrong. Is it yours or somebody else's?
It's mine. I had two of them because I have three kids.
Well, give us the best one. Give us the best one.
Pick the best.
It was actually with my son. We were going to actually keep the pregnancy an entire secret just because I didn't want it to be known.
I hear that.
I don't, but okay.
And my husband's aunt had revealed it to their entire family. I don't know how she found out, but then she also had told the gender on Facebook on a whole Facebook
No. She jumped in the thread, bro.
I'd be fighting with somebody.
Oh,
it'd be on.
Dee Dee.
I did. It was an immediate text war
But I don't know how she found out. And somebody I got
a
livid.
Big. Somebody got a big mouth.
All of my in-laws have a big mouth. All of them. All of them. Every single one of them.
Is that what aunts do?
I just wanted to keep it a secret. Like, this was my last one, and it was a boy, and I knew that. I just wanted a nice little secret.
It was
secret.
For you. There was something you wanted to keep for you. Yeah. For you.
Definitely a gender reveal gone wrong. Jane, man. Thank you for calling and sharing that horrific story about your aunt. How rude.
Thanks. Have a good day.
We appreciate you, Jane. Bye.
Hope the aunt's listening. If the aunt's listening, shame on you.
Shame on you, Titi.
Shame on you.
Bogus.
Rebecca's in Milwaukee.
Aunt's got a big mouth.
I don't know if Rebecca has her own story or somebody else's, but Rebecca, good morning. Do gender reveals.
Good morning.
We welcome all stories, Rebecca.
It's a friend.
Okay, talk to us.
It went wrong. Tell us everything.
Okay, so she had this, like, she had, like, a brown box sitting there, which they were going to open, and the balloons were going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And then behind them, they had, like, this little smoke thing that you lit, and then, like, the smoke came out the color.
Oh, little smoke bombs. Yeah. Ah. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And then they also had a little rocket that shoots confetti. So this is how it went. The person that turned the rocket to shoot the confetti, it just wouldn't turn. So that didn't work.
Uh-oh.
When they lit the smoke box, the smoke was just coming out like gray. And it didn't come out pink until, like, I want to say it was like 3 minutes of, like, this gray fog. And then when they opened the box for the balloons to come out, they never came out. They had to, like, pull them out of the box.
Had to shake it out.
What a waste of time and energy, man.
They're standing there like, hello.
Worst magic trick ever.
Totally anticlimactic.
Right.
Totally.
But as far as gender reveals go, my husband and I never had one, but I don't know if it's because we had kids 10 years ago, 8 years ago.
Same. 3
years ago, I'm not really sure when they started.
Same. But, it wasn't a thing yet, yeah.
Right. But we always announced our pregnancy after the 12-week mark, so it was sort of a gender reveal, I guess. Mm-hmm. It was like, guess what? We're having a baby girl or a baby boy.
Right.
But it wasn't necessarily like a gender reveal, and it definitely wasn't a party.
You just do the pregnancy. Pregnancy announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Right. After the safe mark, you know?
Right, right. After those 3 months, that first trimester, then you can slowly tell people.
Listen to this. Somebody texted in, just like her Rebecca's story. They said, for my middle child, we did a powder cannon. Well, it wouldn't shoot off, so I had to cut the top open and flip it in the air to get the powder to come out. It was a boy.
Oh, no.
Same thing. See, Rebecca, thanks for calling.
Boy's already giving you headaches. Look at that. Rebecca, thank you. We appreciate
you. Maybe they don't want you to tell them what their gender is. How about that? 2023 called.
Maybe it's the pregnancy going, I decide
it
what I say.
It is Pride Month, just saying.
That part.
So anyway, enough with your cannons. Enough. All right, thanks for calling, Rebecca.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, bye.
Mindy is in Racine finally. Mindy, good morning. We're running out of
time. Good morning.
But we got to hear your gender reveal story gone wrong. Tell us the best part.
Please do.
Yes. So we were going to tell my dad and his girlfriend, we're going to have them guess what it was. Mm-hmm. And my son blurts out before they can even get to the to the envelope.
Snitched.
Oh, no. Gonna have a Willy just like me.
No. Willy. The kids are so adorable. But at the same time, say the darndest, man. Go.
Yeah.
They do. They really do. Aww.
And you can't be mad. It's an adorable flub. But at the same time, you're like, dang it. What was the point?
Right. Well, at least he said Willy and not Wiener. Because all my kids say is Wiener. Thanks for calling, Mindy.
Mindy, we appreciate you. Have a good day. That was a good story.
Bye.
Well, if you have any more kids, I'm expecting an over-the-top gender reveal from you, DZ, because you're the only one on this show that might have more kids.
Man, we just going to come out and say it.
I'm going to need like a cannon with gray powder.
Nah. You'll literally just hear me say, yeah, we're going to have a baby.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll wait for that day with a cannon outside with gray powder.
For all you know, that was the announcement there.
Okay, right.